The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
This commentary is in my book. I wrote it on 2/20/2003. Political correctness emerged in the late 1960s as the brainchild of the academic left born of emotion. That's to say, feelings, not facts, not reality. It was decided by the left that to be politically correct, one must no longer use the word handicapped. Instead, that word was replaced by the words physically challenged. Nothing really changed. The handicapped person was still handicapped and probably came to terms with that situation a long time ago. Anyhow, the word challenged came into vogue, and any condition remotely negative or sad became hyphenated, followed by the word challenged. About 5 years ago, a local high school accustomed to honoring the student graduating with the highest grades by naming that person the valedictorian had to withdraw that traditional singular honor because 11 students had the same grade average. Had the administrators factored in other individual accomplishments, one student would have stood out front, but rather than hurt anyone's feelings that year, there were 11 valedictorians. So much for the joy of achievement. Likewise, in the 1960s, UCSC initiated a pass-fail grading system to replace letter grades, primarily because it was more compassionate for students who were unable to attain A's and B's. The pursuit of excellence was no longer rewarded. In fact, it was disdained. In the name of feelings, there came a settling for mediocrity. Political correctness heralded the dumbing down of our educational system. Competing has become politically incorrect. Students are no longer expected to be high achievers. Everybody's comfort level must be equal. Nobody must have hurt feelings, nobody except maybe the innocent victims of affirmative action. The best and the brightest had to defer to the less able. Many brilliant students have been locked out of medical schools, law schools, dental schools, etc. There must be a way to implement affirmative action without punishing those with the most potential. The feelings of everyone affected should be considered. Because of political correctness, children are not being properly disciplined, not at home and not at school, because that might stifle creativity. Parents were admonished to avoid saying no or do not to their kid for fear that those restrictions might damage Junior's psyche. Feelings have replaced discipline and common sense. Children are being cheated out of having parameters. As a result, respect for parents and teachers has eroded. In some schools, teachers are being cursed, assaulted, and in extreme cases, some have even been raped by students. Because of political correctness, many parents have abdicated their roles as guiding influences, and instead they have opted to be their kids' buddies. Not all parents, only those who have allowed themselves to be seduced by the misguided notion of political correctness. So, if the shoe fits, wear it. For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.